Somebody say my weight. Say my weight. That sounds like the word tonight. Doesn't that sound like a God thing? Wait. Say, wait on the Lord. The Lord is faithful. Somebody say, the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Why don't you bless the Lord? Bless him. Wait. Somebody say, wait on the Lord. But it's not just enough to wait. It's not enough to wait. He tells us how to wait. And it says, be of good courage. Say, I can wait on God in anything. It didn't say wait on God when you feel good. It didn't say wait on God when everything's going all right. Didn't say just wait on God when you ain't got the enemy on your back. Didn't say that. It said wait on the Lord and be of good courage. That means to wait without you shaking in your boots. Wait without your knees knocking. We are to wait. When you're waiting on God, you got to wait with courage. Whoa, you got to wait with courage. In courage there is confidence. What are they doing? They're just waiting on God with courage and great confidence. Courage comes from confidence. Confidence that you know the Calvary's on its way. If I wait, victory shall be mine. Woo, say only God can bring it. Only God can do it. You can't do it on your by yourself, in and of yourself, but only God can do it. And the only thing you've got to do is wait on the Lord. Hide yourself in the peace of God that passes all understanding, that keeps you together, and have courage. And I'm not just talking about any kind of courage. I'm talking about good courage. Good courage will come when you know that God's on the way. That you know that God's not a man that he should lie. Don't let the devil cause you to get in fear. Don't move from the spot where God said he'd meet you. The devil's trying to get you to lose your place. To move here and to move there. To give up this and to give up that. I'm not going to give up ground. I'm not going to give up territory. I'm not going to go back. I'm going to plant myself like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I shall not be moved. I'm here by faith. I'm going to stand. God's going to meet me right here in this spot. And if I wait just a little while longer, I'll get a victor's reward. And it says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and something will happen when you wait on God and you get good courage. Say, I'm expecting something to happen in the season of waiting. Why are you waiting? Because there's nothing else you can do. You've done all that you can do. Then you stand. Then you stand there for it. Say, I'm just standing here waiting on my blessing. I don't have to say another thing. I don't have to do another thing. I just got to wait on God, and I know he'll show up. You got to get to the point where you say, nah, I've done this, I've done that, now I'm going to wait on Jesus. I'm going to be obedient. What are you going to do? Exactly what he told me to do. And wait, and victory shall be mine. And he will do something as we wait. And he. Say, and he. That means God. Say, I'll wait and get courage. And as I wait with good courage, why don't you jump on over to Psalm chapter 27, verse 14. Telling us how to hold on to our blessing. We're going to come out of this thing. We're going to come out of this thing on top. It's all on Jesus. It's all on Jesus. It's all on Jesus. What you going to do? What you going to do? Wait. It's all on Jesus. I believe in God. His turn. And as we wait, you're going to find, you see, when you wait, you see, you get out there in the flesh, you do your thing, you wear yourself out, right? You get out there in the flesh, you do this, you do that, you can wear yourself out praying. You can wear yourself out begging and crying and pleading. You can wear yourself out doing all kind of stuff. God said, don't wear yourself out. Amen. You just do what God tells you to do, nothing more, nothing more, and nothing less. And after you've done all that you know to do, there's something else to this. There's something else to this. What does it mean? I've done everything I was supposed to do and nothing happened. So? Say, so what? So what? It's now his turn to do what he said he would do. Say, all of a sudden, he'll tell you to do crazy stuff. that has nothing to do with what he's going to do. God's just teaching us about himself. It said, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Say, I'm about to get my strength on. Say, I'm about to get my strength on. You're about to see a supernatural strength. Well, the Holy Ghost anointing, the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The Bible says as we wait on the Lord and be of good courage, he shall strengthen our heart. God say, what's happening right now? Say, you're not going to get any strength until you start to wait. Tell somebody that. You're going to wait in the peace of God. You're going to wait in the peace of God. And you're going to look all about you and see the enemy trying to come at you and move you from your place. And you're going to see God turn up on the right, turn up on the left, turn them all around. You're going to see the war. And you're going to find out that God's not going to let the enemy touch you. You're going to find out that you can be in the midst of the fire and not get burned. You can be in the lion's den and not be bitten. You find yourself laughing at stuff that you used to be afraid of. And when you find yourself laughing at the devil, the joy of the Lord is your strength. What are you going to do, Pastor Ron? I'm going to shut my mouth and zip it up and look at the devil and laugh. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm going to laugh at him for a good season. I'm going to get my strength on and I'm going to whip him from one side of the state to the other. See, but you're not going to be able to wait. Don't wait until you know something's coming. You better get a reward. You better get a promise that something is coming. What are you waiting for? Many have left the spot where God said they'd meet him. Why are you still standing there? He said he'd meet me here. X marks a spot and stand there. Listen. It says in Psalm chapter 29 verse 11. It says the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. I don't think I've ever read that before. And I've read through this Bible many times. That's what he wants to do for you tonight. That's what he wants to strengthen you and give you a peace. Give you peace that passes all understanding. Psalm chapter 29 verse 11. The Lord will give strength unto his people. And the Lord will bless his people with peace. Powerful peace. See, people, you got to understand, when God's talking about peace, he's talking about power. See, he puts you in peace so he can move in power. Say, get in your place. You get in your place and he'll get in his place. Say, he puts you in peace so he can move in power. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles, guess what? Victory will be mine. Woo, what you gonna do? Hold your peace. Then somebody used to go through the hood and they said, you got your peace, I got my peace. They all used to carry a gun. That's what a peace is. But you got to be like that in these last and evil days. You got to have a peace. You got to have the God kind of peace. Somebody say, I'm all right. I'm not worried about the devil as long as I got my peace. But you understand that your peace has got power. Somebody say, I got peace. Don't go unarmed. My peace will put the devil in his place. Devil gets out of hand. Hold on to your peace. He'll quiet down. Don't miss God's blessing. Don't miss God's best. Don't get out of the boat. Hold on. Listen, in Psalm chapter 27, let's go back there, verse 13. It says this, I had fainted. So I said, I would have given up and quit unless, what? I believe to see the goodness of the Lord. In the land of the living. I like that part. Not just in the sweet by and by. Somebody said, I would have cashed in my chips a long time ago. But I believe. Woo! Why aren't you quitting? Why didn't you give up? Why aren't you throwing in the towel? Why aren't you cashing in the chips? Why aren't you running like a dog with his tail between his legs? Why? I believe. I believe the word of God. I believe everything he said. I believe the prophecies. I believe his prophecies more than the time framings. I believe God. And therefore I can't faint. My faith won't let me faint. Say, my faith won't let me faint. My flesh might give up, my faith keeps walking. Because my faith's not rooted and grounded in my flesh.
You got to understand. Somebody say, well, your flesh is going to get. No, don't worry about it. Your faith will outlast your flesh. My flesh could be shaking in its boots. But somebody say, that's not what God's going to get the job done with. He's going to get it done with my faith. And my faith is rooted and grounded in Christ, and it won't give out. I would have fainted. That means you would have given up. But there's a faith down on the inside of you, a supernatural faith, a gift from God, and it won't quit. It won't let you quit. It won't let you give up. There's a living force of faith within you. God, it's working. The devil's working on one end. You got to understand that faith does great things. So you got to understand how faith moves. Faith will also motivate. So you got to realize that faith is not just believing. But faith is a power. Faith is an anointing from the Holy Ghost. When God gives a promise, he sends angels to bring that promise to pass. And you might feel like you want to give up, but every once in a while, faith will hold you there. Say, I would have fainted, but faith wouldn't let me. I kept believing because faith was there. To see the goodness of the Lord. Good is good. Good is good. I believe to see the good. See, the devil will put you in fear in a battle. See, in a battle, you might get knocked upside your head and get dizzy. You go battle, you get in some of these battles. Anybody been in some battles? You get in a battle, friends, relatives, and the devil will use anybody he can use to get you confused. Yeah, he'll get you confused, and he'll knock you up your head, and you can't even see straight. Your eyes are dangling. Then after that battle, you're still dizzy a little bit, and you got to get yourself back together again and say, hey, wait a minute now. Talk to yourself. Wait a minute now, Brother Ron. You're believing to see the goodness of the Lord. The goodness of the Lord. The goodness of the Lord. I said, wait a minute, God. Somebody might not be able to get on my faith level, but I talked to God, and I said, listen, I ain't blaming the devil no more. He don't have anything to do with it. He's out of the picture. It's an issue between me and my God. Say, I got a promise, and I want it. And my promise is that I'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, not based on what I do, but based on what he said. Do it now. See, God will get your faith to the thing. See, he's get your faith on different levels. See, I thought I had to fight the devil to get what I want from God. Sometimes you got to do that according to where your faith is at. See, don't walk in this unless you've learned to walk where you're at. Something came out of my mouth today. Faith started talking out of my mouth. We were in the car. I got up in the thing and said, listen, I'm in a test. And I said, listen, I got some promises out there, and I expect to have it. I want to know where it's at. Amen. He said it, and it's not based on what I do. All I got to do is obey God. Amen. When he promised to give us a gift, we don't have to do anything for the gift. We just obey God. Amen. I don't have to change my job description. I don't have to do anything else. His job is to be good, and his goodness is not based on what I do. Amen. That's his job. I'm going to be a pastor. I'm not going to get $1 million because I pastor you. I'm going to get $1 million because he wants to give me $1 million. So we need to stop getting to the point to where we start basing our blessings on what we do, but start basing our blessing on what he is and what he said. Listen, I told God, I said, listen, God, I do what you told me to do, whether you gave it to me or not. So that doesn't have anything to do with it. That's faith. That's relationship. I do it for free. I ain't got nothing else to do. What else am I going to do, walk with the devil? I do it for free. Doesn't have anything to do with it. Doesn't have anything to do with it whatsoever. And I felt the Holy Ghost saying on the inside, you've got it. Amen. Now you got it. Now you got it. You got to realize that your blessings comes not as a result of what you do. Amen. Your rewards can come that way. But blessings come just because God is God. What does that mean? That means that, you know, you could be a trash can collector and God would give you $1 million. That means you can be an usher at the back door and bring in God's best. You don't have to be the Pope. You don't have to be Benny Hinn. You don't have to be T.D. Jake to bring it in. You just got to know your God. Amen. And you just got to expect it. Expect it to come in. See, I was getting to the point, say, well, that happens after you get 5,000 or 6,000, 7,000 people. And God said, oh, no. That's just what you do. The blessing is what I do. Is anybody catching anything? I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Goodness. The devil's getting mad. Devil's getting a little upset. He's getting nervous right now because you're finding out something. Yeah. We're finding out something. Devil's getting mad because you're finding out something. Say, I expect God's best. I expect his blessing. Woo! And you can be in the heat and say that. We just got to grab a hold of our promise. and get our faith together. Amen. Don't allow your struggle to hinder your faith. Stay on track. Stay on track. Battles, things will come your way. Seasons will come your way. It's okay. It's okay. You keep your faith confession together and you stay on the job. You stay on the job and don't loosen your faith. Say, I'm going to have what God says I can have. I'm going to be what God says I can be. I'm going to grab a hold of the big stuff. He has not pushed me into the box nor lessened my faith. I'm going ahead and not back. I'm going to make it through this battle in Jesus' name. And I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it and go on and get on with God's best. And you should be that way too. We're going on top because God said so. God said so. When I come through this thing, when we get through this, when we come through the fire, tried in the fire. Hey, how many of you are going through the fire? See, God puts in the ingredients. You know, he grounds the ingredients up. He puts in all the ingredients, puts in the milk, the eggs, and does a little bit of yeast, does all that stuff. He mixes it all up, and you say, boy, that cake smells good, but you don't want to eat no batter, do you? He puts that cake in the oven, turns that sucker up to 325, right? Turns that cake up to 325 and lets it wait there. Lets you wait in the fire, wait in the heat. And when you're waiting in the heat, you know, it's weird when the heat's on because you can smell the cake, but it's just so hot. You can smell it all through the house, but you can't touch it. I can smell it, but I can't taste it. How many have been there? In the midst of the heat, the heat's going on, fire all around, but yet in the midst of the fire, you can smell cake. Somebody say, why is it so hot? He's just baking my cake. Amen. We about to have a piece of pie. Woo, it's hot. Woo, things are really, the devil's really, he's really fuming. I believe that heat that comes on, I believe it's just the devil's temper. He's just mad because God's blessing, heating it up. Somebody say, go on and bake my cake. I've been through some times. I've been through some trials. I've been through some tribulations. When we started this church, we went through some stuff. Remember? Just before every big breakthrough this ministry ever had, something would go on. And we came into one building, then one of the people freaked out. Rough time. Big deal. Cake baking. Bacon cake. It'll lay there and wait. It'll rise. It'll rise. You'll get a piece of it. It's doing something to you. The heat causes something to change. It takes dough and it takes that stuff that you couldn't even put it in a milkshake cup and suck it through a straw. You'd be sick as a dog. God didn't want you to eat the batter. He wanted to put that thing in a thing. He said, ho, what is this? I'm going to put this in the oven. Some of you are going to go through some stuff. Say, I'm going to turn up the heat a little bit. And it's going to cause some ingredients, some things to happen in you, some ingredients to activate and some things to change you didn't even know that was in there. It's going to change you. The heat's going to change you. The heat's going to change you. The same thing just tastes a lot better. Looks a lot better, tastes a lot better. And before you know it, you're ready. Somebody say, I've waited on the Lord. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wait on the Lord. You just hold on. You just hold on to God's best. I've seen the end. I've seen the end, and we're going to come out all right. You're going to come out with a shout that you didn't know you had.
Yes.
You'll come out with a new, you know, each circumstance you go through, each situation you go through, you learn a new way to praise God. I'm going to stay right here and praise him. I wonder what kind of praise they had in that furnace, the fiery furnace. I wonder what kind of praise that was. I believe it was some rough praise going on in there. That's the time you come out with that sacrifice of praise. That's the time you say, listen, flesh, I got to get on some praise. You got to get out of the way. I got to get this praise on. This is a spiritual praise. You're out of the league. Say move. So say, get out of the way. I got to give God some praise right here in this place. I got to get some warfare praise going on. What did he do when he was in the midst of it? He praised God. See, David had to get his ark from one place to the other. He had to get some ugly praise going on, praise that offended his wife. She wanted him to dance dignified. He knew he was going to be an ugly praise. He knew he was going to get sweaty and stinky. So he took off his clothes. He got himself. I mean, he knew. He said, listen, I know how to get it. Hold on here. He said, I'm going to get my praise on in this place. Move out of the way. I'll bring the glory home. I'll bring the glory home. I'll bring the praise. I'm going to praise it in. Somebody give God some praise in this place right now. I'll praise him when it's raining. I'll praise him in abundance. I'll praise him when there's a drought. Say, I'll always praise the Lord. I'll praise him when I see a way out. I'll praise him when I see the only way is faith. My praise is not going to change by what's going on around me. When I don't see the way, that's when I really turn it on. Y'all need to get ugly with the devil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You need to pull out some praise that scares that man out of his mind. You hear me? You need to get ugly with it and pull out some praise, pull out some stuff he ain't never seen before. Hallelujah.